In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I prepared for this Sunday, taking into mind the readings for today, the theme of struggle comes across us. We see in the epistle where St. Paul reminds the Ephesians that they are to expect a fight. And in expecting the fight, be prepared. Put on the whole armor of God. Anyone who is engaged in a fight should be prepared to defend themselves. And so we who are Christians, especially those of us who grew up in the Anglican faith, we learned that we fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the Christian life is about dealing with these. How do we do it? How do we go through life instead of giving up, but facing evil and temptation? St. Paul says, finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord. If we are going to experience Christ as he really is, then we must be strong in him, always holding on to him, holding out against attack, in what this passage is mostly all about. St. Paul talks about the weapons that are mainly defensive, equipping us to withstand attack and still be standing up at the end of the day. He speaks of the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, and the helmet. They all enable us to remain safe under attack. And this morning, I'll briefly like us to go through those 5 points that he has made known to us. The first, truth. The primary thing, dear friends, about the Christian message is that it is true. If the message of Christ isn't true, then it is meaningless. It isn't true because it works. It works because it is true. So what should we do? Never give up on the sheer truth of the gospel, the good news. It is like the belt which holds everything together and in place. The second thing Paul points out to the church in Ephesus is justice, or another word name is righteousness. This isn't just virtue, important though that is. It is the fact that the one true God is the one true judge, and he intends to put the whole world to rights. Indeed, the process already began when God vindicated Jesus and vindicated us in him. So the fundamental justice and goodness of God and the status that Christians have already been in the right before him is like a breastplate protecting us against frontal attack. Third, the gospel of peace. The message that is of peace with God and peace between different previously hostile groups. if we should read again Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 22, we see the enemy will do all he can to knock you to your feet. But holding fast to this message of peace will make us ready like good shoes or boots that help us to stay upright. Fourth is that shield of faith. The church is the community of faith. Belief in Jesus as the risen Lord and utter loyalty to this Christ. With this belief and loyalty, we will be protected when the enemy hurls flaming arrows at us. The arrows may take the form of doubt, it may take the form of despair, or we may have adverse circumstances in our lives, sharp temptation that will burn us up. We may have personal tragedy, or indeed the kind of triumph that tempts us to arrogance and pride. Believing loyalty will quench them all. When we are loyal to this Christ Jesus, who died that we might live. And fifth and last, we have the helmet of salvation. Knowing, dear friends, that we already belong to the family of the risen Messiah, and that we have therefore been rescued from the ultimate enemy, enables us to face all secondary enemies. So we wear this helmet always. But this leaves the one offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This then is what it means to be strong in the Lord. It is because these things are true of Jesus himself, and because we who are his people find ourselves in him, that they can be true of us too. What then is the battle? Who is fighting against us? And what are we to do about it? Paul clearly supposes that the forces of evil that put Jesus on the cross have been seriously upset by the victory of the resurrection. The message of this Jesus is everywhere challenging their power and authority. And the communities that are loyal to Jesus as Lord and King will be stronger than ever. The forces of evil are doing their best to oppose the gospel. Let me repeat. The forces of evil are doing their best to oppose the gospel, to distract or depress the Christian soul, to blow them off by false teaching and temptations to anger or immorality. The age-old temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. But in each case, dear friends, what each of us need to do, and the whole church must do, is to first recognize that attacks are always coming. Second, to learn how to put on the complete armor of God that he offers to us. And third, to stand firm and be undismayed. Amen.